Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ron Quince joins us. He's a nonpartisan independent candidate for CD1 running against Dina Titus. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus multiple grand prize winners including cash and seven brand new Harleys now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
All of us have served our country, so it's important to have a leader that takes care of our needs.
Jackie Rosen's record speaks for itself.
Senator Rosen has made mental health care for returning veterans a priority.
Jackie is working to keep the VA strong.
I mean, the work that she did towards the burn pits, she worked bipartisanly to get the PACT Act through.
You know, Jackie understands what we've gone through. She gets it.
Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Ron Quince. He is candidate for Congress, Nevada District 1. So you'll be running against Dina Titus, and you are a nonpartisan independent candidate. So first of all, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you're very welcome. And please introduce yourself, because you have quite a story.
Oh, yeah. how long is your show?
Well, we got about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, my family migrated here, I would probably say 40 years ago,
you know,
from the Philippines. Yeah. I grew up in Los Angeles, educated in Arizona, and I had an opportunity to move to Nevada. I was sent out by a company that I was working for at that time, which is Jack in the Box Corporation. What happened was I was working in a restaurant during my college year, and they saw something in me, so they paid for my college education, and I just need to sign a few years contract. But at that point, I already hit my ceiling working in that company because I specialize in accounting. I decided to open my own firm. 20 years later, here we are.
So what made you want to run in CD1 as your first shot at political office?
Well, the thing is, like, I've been living in CD1, I would probably say on and off, for the last eight to 10 years. Recently, when I got married and had my kids, actually was born in CD1, I decided that I need to run because we need to do a lot of changes in this country. This country is not going the way it should be. When I grew up here in the States, it used to be like the Reagan era, that everybody's like, you know, pro-American, everybody wants to be here. And now it's just like, it's not what it used to be anymore. And I don't want my kids to grow up in a country that is gonna end up to be Russia someday. So that's what the reason that I decided to run for office, to make some changes. And of course, we have a lot of problem with our political politicians right now. I believe that they're already out of the reach of the people that actually live in their own districts.
All right, well, let me ask you this first of all. You said we're gonna end up being like Russia. In what way?
Well, the thing is, like, with the...
We're not gonna invade Canada.
No. It's the fact that there's a lot of politicians running in the left side that actually passing this law that more like a socialist, I would probably say, idea. And those are the things that we don't want to do, you know, especially now. What they do is they practically want us to govern us for everything else. And this country is supposed to be run by the people, but you know, not the government.
But it was interesting to see over the last few years, we saw a push in the state Democratic Party to go towards the Bernie Sanders camp, which would be, I don't want to say Russia, but more in line, you know, with extreme leftist policies. They put somebody in charge in the state, and the rest of the party got together and threw her out and came back to the middle. So do you not see that there is a desire on the other side to come to the middle, perhaps more than we are seeing, for example, on the and I know you're running as an independent, mm-hmm. nonpartisan, but on the Republican side, it's more pushing towards the right, although there is certainly an effort to push to the middle as well.
Well, the way I look at it, it's like in order for us to get something done in this country, we need to meet in the middle. I know that the beauty about this country is we have our own opinions, and you know we stand by our opinion. But if we, you know, I always say that if you're too much to the right, then you're an ISIS. If you're too much to the left, then you're a communist. We need to be in the middle ground because that's the only way that we can get things done. And I believe that the people, especially in my district, wanted that. That's why there's at least 45% of them are nonpartisan registered voter, because they used to came from the Republican Party and Democratic Party, and they saw that nothing's really, you know, getting done. You know, they're tired of the bickering. They're tired of, you know, who's white, who's blue, who's red, who's blue, and you know, they're free thinkers, and they want to open their options, and that's why they decided to register as a nonpartisan.
All right, so let me ask you this. Years ago, and I'm probably going back 30, maybe 40 years, mm-hmm. There were a lot of libertarians in the state of Nevada, and they couldn't get elected. And so they became Republicans, and that allowed them to be able to have that party strength to be elected. From reading your materials, it seems like you're more conservative, not a Republican, but more conservative. Are you running because you feel that this time period, being a nonpartisan, is more beneficial than being a Republican?
Well, the thing is, I've been a registered Republican since when I was 18 years old. As a matter of fact, as you can see, I'm a conservative, nonpartisan. But in that situation, the district that I'm living at, we have 45% nonpartisan registered voters. We only have, I would probably say, 23%. At the end of the day, our goal is to retire Dina Titus. With a 23%, it's not going to do anything, especially the way the nonpartisan thinks with the media that's saying how bad is the Republican Party is. So we decided to run as a nonpartisan because I am a moderate nonpartisan, and what we need to do is practically encourage these nonpartisan voters that, hey, you know, it's not, you know, whatever you hear in the news is not right. You know, you need to educate them. I even encouraged them when I was running for office, even though I already made it in the general election, that come out and vote in the primary, because believe it or not, some people have been living there forever and they don't even know that there's such thing as primary. They just said that, you know what, they go out and vote in the general election. If they didn't see the person, maybe the person dropped out.
Well, I've got to agree with you. There's some stunning numbers coming out in just the last couple of weeks that talk about how little most people know about the electoral process. And it's kind of scary when you consider how important that is. So, you know, if you were to win this race, who would you caucus with?
I will be caucusing with the Republican Party if they want me to, if they ask me to. And because, you know, my principles and my value, I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in Second Amendment. As you can see on my platform, it's all conservative platforms. I do have some platforms that actually right in the middle, because of course at the end of the day I have to speak for my constituents, and whatever I have in my platform is that's the one that they actually told me that they want to see and as the representative.
How much money do you think you're going to have to raise? And we're getting close to the end
here.
Yeah. To have a chance in this race, because you're running against somebody who has quite a lot of power in Washington, D.C., and the party would certainly spend the money to be able to maintain her position.
Well, right now, I look at her financials. I think she's at $1.6 million. And what I did is I own a private equity firm, I put in $1.5 million of my own money just to run for this race, because I don't want to ask for money for other people that I have to return favors at the end. My job is, I haven't had a boss for the last 20 plus years, and now I'm trying to have 760,000 bosses that tells me how to get things done. And that's why I decided to run. A lot of people are telling me that, you know what, even including my wife goes like, are you nuts? Why are you running for office? You know, we could have been everywhere. But I told her that this country has given me so much, and I think this is a service I need to return.
All right, so I'm playing both sides of the fence.
Okay, absolutely.
There are those that would say, and you can go back to John Connally when he was governor of Texas and running in a presidential campaign, he also put in what was a phenomenal amount of money at that time. It would probably be like $50 million at this point of his own money, in today's money. But people say, well, you need to have the individual voters, because that's how you know you're getting the support, is the people that contribute a dollar, $5, $10, $20. Does that factor in?
Yes, we had a few people that actually, lots of people that donated $15, because you know we have a 15 for 15, which is if you donated $15, you know, for 15, which is that's the way they say it in Spanish. We had a few of those. We have some people that's doing it on a monthly basis. However, in order for us to beat Dina Titus, we need to put some money in there. And I don't have that big of a donor who's just gonna, or a PAC, especially in running as a nonpartisan, who would just give me $1 million. You know, I have the people, you know, that donates little amount of money, which is, it's great, but of course, $15, it's not going to do us anything. We need to get something bigger.
No, but it's a show of support. Does it also concern you? You know, you've got Mark Robertson, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, that you guys are going to split the vote, that potentially if one of you could have taken on Dina Titus, that there was potential to win, because she was not happy with the redistricting that happened in her district. She did win the last time around, but I'm sure there's still got to be concern that district has been, you know, devalued to a certain extent because of what happened with redistricting.
Actually, you know, I don't think that we're going to split votes at all. I believe that, you know, our goal is to beat Dina Titus. I think as far as I know, like, we're running our numbers, I think Dina Titus is going to lose some votes because both of us are in there. At the end of the day, you know, our job is, doesn't matter if I win, he wins, our job is to retire Dina Titus. And this is the best solution. Mathematically, this is the best alternative that we can do, because a lot of people, especially in my district, does not want to vote either Republican or either Democrat. They're just tired of it. And we have paid walkers that come to people's houses, ask them. As a matter of fact, when I run for office, we're supposed to only have like 100 signatures. I'm fortunate enough to get at least 600 before I put my candidacy, because I want to see what people saying out there. And I'm a kind of person that's not scared of work. I'm actually there walking with them. I'm going to different events. I speak three different languages. As a matter of fact, I was just at the Latino Festival not too long ago, and which is their concern was the Republican Party is not going to that events. I spoke to a African-American church, and they told me that the Republican Party is not reaching out. And this all started when I went to Memphis, Tennessee, when they had a Republican convention, and they said that they want to get minority votes as far as Asians, Latinos, and African-American. However, the problem with the Republican Party, they never really reach out to those neighborhoods, those base. And perfect example is like my mother-in-law became an American citizen. She's been here for 40 years. The moment she walked out that federal building, there's a Democrat, Democrat registered, they registered people
right.
To vote, right? And my mother-in-law said, "Well, you know, I don't think I'm a Democrat. You know, I don't fit in the Democrats' beliefs. So, you know, thank you, but there's 299 people right behind you that registered Democrats. Why we don't have those kind of type of, I would probably say, volunteers that actually can register people, because the problem that the Republican Party had was they just couldn't get new voters. We keep getting the old voters, and some of the old voters are getting turned off, and they're leaving the party, like what happened in Washington, like before Johnson.
The previous speaker.
Previous speaker. There's like what seven? Even the Republican Party. How does the Republican Party look in the world when they can't even get together in their own party? So those are the things that the people's concerned about.
And we're seeing the same thing in our state, is that for years now, we've had a state Republican Party that is totally ignored by the people who have the money on the Republican side. They have their own organization, and they blow off the state Republican Party. So right now you're seeing Governor Lombardo, who is the governor, but he's the one endorsing the candidates. He's the one getting people to run. It's not the state party, because a lot of those people in the state party are to the fringes that are never going to get elected. Interesting conversation. Let's take a break. Let's come back. I have lots more for you after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday. And a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project. Adding beauty, adding excitement. Emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ron Quince. He is candidate for Congress, Nevada District 1. He's running as an independent candidate, nonpartisan. So, if you were to be elected, okay, you will be number 435.
Yes.
In the Congress, which means that for the minimum of your first term, you're going to be doing constituent service. All the things that you have on your list of things you'd like to do, it's going to be constituent service. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, well, I feel good about it. And what I'm going to do is practically, I'm just going to, it doesn't matter if it's one vote, it's still one voice. And I promise my constituents that once I get elected, I'm still going to be, you know, I'm still going to be in our district. What I'm going to do is I'm going to educate more the constituents what happened in Washington, D.C., like why assert and why they voted this way, what are, you know, the reason behind it. Because the only reason that the people in my district want to know is like how the representative voted that way when their concern is something else. And those are the things that I made a promise with them, that I'm not going to be those politicians that's just going to, that you guys are just going to see me when it's election time. I'm going to be there in the district because, you know, I went to Washington, D.C., and they told me we don't have to be there every single day. There's some time that there's a timeout that you can actually go back to your district and talk to your constituents. And that's...
Oh, listen, the smartest politicians in D.C., House members, fly back every weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize actually how hard they work. But they also spend half their time, and you wouldn't have to do this if they're a Republican or a Democrat, they spend half their time actually on the phone at Democratic or Republican headquarters raising money.
Correct. And that's one of the things that the issue that we have. My goal is practically stay with the constituents. I always tell my constituents that we need to have term limits in Congress and in Senate, because if we have term limits, governor, president, I think we should have one in Congress as well, because the problem, when they've been sitting there for so long, they lose the touch in the community. And the people in the district, they elect a congressman or congresswoman to represent them and to make their life a little bit better.
Listen, let's take a break. We'll come back. Right. I'm enjoying this conversation with you. We'll be right back with Ron Quince after this timeout.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ron Quince. He is a candidate for Congress, Nevada District 1, running against Dina Titus as a nonpartisan independent candidate. One of the things on your website you talk about is securing our border and reforming legal immigration. Why do you think at this point in time, because the last time something significant passed was 1986, mm-hmm. which is a long time ago, that we can't get anything done about immigration in this country? It makes no sense to me.
Well, because the Democratic Party likes to use it as their re-election platform.
Well, and the Republicans would say that Donald Trump put a stop to the last effort. So, I mean, I'm just balancing.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anybody's side here. I'm just saying
the thing about
the immigration.
We
need the workers.
System we have, yeah.
We need the workers here in Nevada. In every industry, construction industry, service industry, and yet we can't seem to get it done. And that's the same story across the country.
The problem about immigration, this country is built with immigrants, and I'm an immigrant.
Me?
And you are an immigrant.
I am an immigrant too.
So the problem that we have in the border is we're just letting people in without getting vetted. I remember that when my parents came to this country.
Yeah, but if we could fix the immigration system, we'd have a vetting system.
Well, yeah. And
it would work.
That's one of the things. But in order for us to do that, we need to close the border, see who are the people that's coming in. Let's put a priority that people that are trying to do the process. There's a lot of people in other countries that actually have at least 5, 10, 15 years in the immigration process.
Right, which
and they're
is
getting
outrageous.
Ready to come here. You know, and we have people that are actually just crossing and they're here and we don't know who they are. I think one of the things that we need to do, once it gets fixed, we need to close a border, because if there's no border, we don't have a country. And second, we need to start vetting people that's actually already here. Who are these people?
All right, but when you look at the majority of immigrants, they're the hardest working people. They see the American dream. They want it. They came here for a better life. There may be a minority of people that come here that would do us harm, but you know as well as I do, it's a minority. And yet, people who come here and are out-of-status immigrants, they are the most honest people because they don't want to get caught.
Oh yeah, I believe it's 100%. The only thing is like, of course, we want to make sure that they're properly vetted.
Yes, we do. And maybe Congress
a fingerprint, so that's why we know who they are.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that, but maybe Congress could do something about it. And if you get there, maybe you
and
will.
That's one of the things that I would do.
A pleasure to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much for doing
this.
Thank
you for having us.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.